Welcome to Rhema for Today.
You may be in the trap of offense if when somebody is speaking or somebody is saying something or somebody comes around, you are continually upset and angry about it. They may not have said a word to you. It was somebody else that told you something.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his series, Avoiding the Trap of Offense, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
How can you tell if you're getting caught in the trap of offense? Everybody say the word offense. Say the word offended. God been dealing with me on about this, and he said to me that many of my people that know the word are not living where I want them to live because of offense. And many, many times, he said, it is not even their offense. They have picked up somebody else's offense. You may be caught in the trap of offense if you're hurt, angry, and jealous of someone continually. You may be in the trap of offense if when somebody is speaking or somebody is saying something or somebody comes around, you are continually upset and angry about it. They may not have said a word to you. It was somebody else that told you something. And you know what? Over half of the time, what people say is not exactly the way it is. You need to be careful when people start talking about somebody else. And you need to realize that when people talk, they talk in the light to make themselves look good and the other person look bad. So you better weigh what people say. Check it out before you take up somebody else's offense. You may be caught in offense if you are resentful, envious, hateful towards someone continually, especially when their name is mentioned, or they get a blessing. People, I've been around this all my life, 67 years. I've been around the church. This next year, I will enter my 50th year of ministry. You know, I have watched people, because they got offended at somebody, they become resentful because somebody else, that person got blessed. And they began to talk about it, and they were envious. And I have watched those people from that time on seem like they go downhill. And they get more resentful, more hateful. You may be caught in offense if you are backbiting or slandering somebody with your words or continually speaking negative things about something or someone. You may be caught in offense if you are focused on the wrong that somebody did to you. And you could care less what happens to that person. In fact, you are excited when something bad happens to them. Now, you're going to get quiet on this. I know this. But I trust your quietness means you are taking into account what's being said so that you can find yourself not in the trap of offense. You may be caught in offense if you are running in a group with a group of offended people. I have noticed that when people get offended, they surround themselves with as many people as they can that will take the offense. I have noticed that offended people run in groups. I have watched offended people split churches. I have watched offended people tear up prayer groups. You may say, well, I can hang around with them. I realize that they're offended. But I can hang around with them and I won't take up that offense. Did you know what? The environment that you continually live in is what you will become. You live in negativism and you'll become a negative person. You go where people are positive and so forth and so on, and you'll become that kind of person. If you hang with offended people, you will take up their offense, and many times you don't even realize it. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't get caught in the trap. Another thing that I want to deal with, that's the first thing I want to deal with, is that the first thing there I wanted to deal with is that you will have an opportunity to be offended. And you will have an opportunity to take up somebody else's offense. I could go a lot longer, but I just want to touch some things today. I have observed that when you become offended or you take up somebody else's offense, you become stuck right there, and there's no more progression. No more going forward with God. No more blessing. What am I talking about? Have you ever met somebody who told you what somebody did to them, and then you didn't see them for a long period of time, and then you happen to see them, and it's not 5 minutes until they're telling you that same story again, and it's been months now, sometimes years. These people have gotten stuck in life and they've not made any progress in the blessing or will of God. Many people don't even realize that they're continually causing themselves to be stuck by continually repeating over and over and over again something that somebody did to them, are an offense that they have taken because it was their friend or somebody else. Many times, many people become sickly and die early in life. They're still a Christian, but because of offense. What would you say are two of the main words that we find in the Bible? Mercy and forgiveness. Right or wrong? Huh? The greatest act of forgiveness and not taking offense was Jesus Christ. Remember what he said on the cross? Instead of, "Father, kill them all." He said, "Forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." That is the greatest act of forgiveness against somebody that is offending somebody else that you can find anywhere. Some people have been offended so long or taken up somebody else's offense that they believe that this is the normal way to live. They forgot what it's like to live without offense.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Jesus is Coming Again. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled The Table That Speaks. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, Hey God, Why Is It Taking So Long? All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema Bible Training College, we're now enrolling for the fall of 2026.
Yeah.
Wow.
And hey,
yes.
In April,
yes.
Next month,
that's
we got a Rhema College weekend coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's April 10th through the 12th. That's Friday through Sunday, right here on the campus. Now, what is it all about? Well, you attend three classes. You meet with the dean. You get a tour of the campus. There's
yes.
a worship night. There's information about job and housing,
yes.
and then there's a fun night.
Yes.
And on Sunday, you attend the Rhema Bible Church Sunday a.m. service.
Yes.
So just go to rbdc.org, and all the information will come up there, and you can sign up. It's free to sign up, and come on and be with us.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth Hagin with his teaching, Avoiding the Trap of Offense. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore, where you can purchase this series or many others. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.